I'm really tired.
All right, so explain to me why my nickname is Sex Cracker.
I think it's very obvious.
I was wondering if it was because of his moves or...
So you said yeah. that my nickname is Sex Cracker, and everybody else went, what?
Yeah, I know.
Because we were talking about cookies before that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want me to call you Oreo?
How about Sex Cookie?
Sex Cookie?
Well, explain...
Is that a better nickname?
Explain what Sex Cracker means.
I can't.
How... Well, then...
You're calling me Cracker because I'm white?
Where did it come from?
Are you saying you're white?
I'm very white.
As are you.
Okay.
Dance, monkey, dance.
No. So Chris said we couldn't come on unless we brought cookies.
That's not what I said.
No.
I said that I would provide cookies. You guys said no, and then you guys brought cookies. So I don't...
Because I said I like cookies, and then that day I ended up going to Arby's and getting a Girl salted Scout. Caramel chocolate chip cookie, which is amazing.
You want a cookie, Chris? Cookie Chris!
Cookie Chris.
Were the Girl Scouts as annoying as they are around here in Goose Creek when you guys went?
Brooke found the cookies. Brooke? Not in the cookie jar, though.
No, they were fine. Yeah. They were really sweet little girls. Okay. They're like right outside of Mr. K's bookstore.
Oh.
And I was waiting for my friend, and she was running a little late. So I was like, oh, well, I just don't feel like sitting in my car, so I'll just go by the bookstore and let me know when you're here. She was there like right after I entered. And so like the girls are like trying to like, ooh, Girl Scout cookies. And I'm like, I'm going to have to get back to you because I didn't want to carry around a whole bunch of boxes of cookies. So and then so when I left, I was like, I came back up and I was like, they were really, really sweet. And their leader, or I'm assuming one of them was their mom's, because my mom was a leader for my troop. And they were just really sweet. And she's just like helping them with math and everything else. And so it was just, they were adorable. I think they were daisies, actually, rather than Girl Scouts, rather than brownies.
Because around here, they just scream at you.
Why do they scream at you?
Girl Scout cookies!
Like, that's gonna...
And I'm like, no.
That's really going to make you want
to
buy cookies.
Which cookie do you want more? The
Tagalongs?
Thin Mints or the Tagalongs?
Thin Mints.
Why? Do you freeze them?
Okay, no. But I like them better than Tagalongs.
They're good for
my favorites are the Samoas.
God. Those are favorite too.
That's damn right, yeah. Brother.
Okay, Tagalongs are second favorite. I'm eating a Tagalong right now.
My second Samoas favorite would be the Thin Mints.
Okay.
You should try
Tagalongs
them frozen.
Tagalongs all out.
Well, I'm not a huge fan.
He doesn't want a Tagalong.
Of peanut butter or that cookie specifically?
Peanut butter. Yeah. There's only certain kinds of peanut butter I can eat.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Do you have an allergy?
Like Reese's. No. Oh.
Reese's is awesome.
Reese's has just destroyed all kinds of other peanut butter for me.
It's
so
amazing.
Well, that's
have you had the honey roasted?
Somebody got chocolate in the peanut butter.
Yes.
The honey roasted is amazing.
Peanut butter and the chocolate.
Actually, next time I will bring Trader Joe's Reese's cups.
Okay. Bring
They're
Joe's
amazing. Do you like dark chocolate?
Sure.
They're dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Okay.
So Joe is. I'm sorry.
No, those are different.
I'm sure I'll get all kinds of emails about I can't stand
are you getting emails
the sound
now?
Of eating well.
Please stop crunching cookies.
Yeah.
What emails did you get this week?
Nothing talk worthy.
Can we do listener questions? No, that's McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Okay, so listener questions.
No, there weren't any questions.
Well, what were
it
the
statements?
They were just emails.
Mention them online and maybe they'll send you money.
No.
Mention
don't,
online.
Do not send money. I don't think they can.
It's not tax deductible.
No. No. John one's got a coconut in the mail.
I'm sorry?
A coconut? How do you send that?
You just write the address on the side of a coconut and you put a stamp on it and they will put it through the
They'll deliver a coconut
office?
Like that?
Yes.
That's crazy.
And we talked about it on the show once, and my father decided that he would send John a coconut.
So that's why your dad is sending a coconut.
Yeah.
Your dad knows where you live.
Well,
he would have
he doesn't know where John knows. He doesn't know where John lives.
So did he send it to you and you forwarded it on?
No. I gave him John's address.
Oh, okay.
So he got this cryptic coconut in the mail and didn't know where it was from for a good month.
Do you think
you
it
sent
was
him
like
some
a threat?
Lime.
Wine?
Lime.
Lime. Oh, did he put it in the coconut?
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking both up.
Didn't your mom teach you not to chew with your mouth full or speak with your mouth full?
Don't chew with your mouth full.
Don't be chewing and speaking. And you have chocolate all over your mouth.
Wait, right. That's John's
job. You are like the best eater in the world.
Chris is leaving. We've offended him.
Bye, Chris. We're not allowed to eat cookies anymore.
All right, guys. We've taken over the show. We're going to talk about Iron
Screw
Man.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
What else are we going to talk about?
Iron Man. I am Iron Man.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chris is back.
Oh. Maybe Chris is Iron Man.
Chris, thanks for coming on our show today.
Sure, no problem.
Hi, welcome to Dance Monkey Dance Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Kristen. Brooke doesn't want to. Come on.
I'm Brooke.
Who am I? I don't know.
Silly people.
Feedback.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Cool.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
This chair's eating me alive.
Hey.
So my question is
alive.
Why don't you have
alive?
Why don't you have any better chairs than these? Like in your home.
We're at a sporting event.
Because it's like we have couches.
Mm-hmm.
We have the couch and the chair downstairs. Mm-hmm. We have the chairs at the dining room, and I don't really have any other.
What chair are you sitting in?
I'm sitting in the director's chair, but it's broken because I don't want to give it to anybody else because I'm afraid it'll.
Fall.
Hurt.
But,
so.
Well, if you start hearing weird noises from my mic, just signal me and I'll stop.
Okay.
Weird noises.
Oh,
because the chair's eating you?
I'm just kidding.
Alive?
Well, I'm holding the mic and I don't want to give you any feedback or.
It's like if Pee Wee Herman went wrong.
Gurgling.
I know. I was just thinking Cherry's going to eat you alive.
And then Terry's going to fly and be like, do it, Cherry, do it.
I want those pops.
They're pops?
Yes, they're coming out with the pops.
Oh, okay, cool. They're coming out.
They're almost out, okay. I believe.
Okay, side note. I need to find that sexy Jeff Goldblum Jurassic Park.
Yeah, March
because it's really hard. It's not easy to like pre-order on Target. I can't figure it out. So email Chris to let me know how you pre-order things on Target.com.
At okay. Dance Monkey Podcast. At
You can't. There's not a better place than Target to...
No, it's exclusive to Target.
Oh, that's an exclusive to Target?
The specific one with his shirt open and the laying down position. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's...
She also has a Buzz Lightyear with his pants off, so it's very odd.
But it vibrates, so...
Why would it...
Whoa!
Buzz Lightyear.
That just got real weird.
That got weird real quick. Chris can think about is Woody.
Okay. That's probably really loud because all of our microphones are connected
sorry,
to that.
Guys,
it's all right. If I start, you see blood start dripping down one of my ears. It's all right.
We're never married to your wife. We're
what?
A commune.
Wait, what?
He said now we're all married to your wife?
Now, yeah, because Chris is dead, and then it's like
why
Highlander.
Why would we? Because what we killed him, we have to be married to him.
We have to raise his child correctly.
Okay, well, that doesn't make
as
us
Chris
married
wait,
to his
are
wife.
You trying to say I'm not raising
no,
him correctly?
No, as you
if
would.
Dead.
If you're dead.
If I'm dead, well.
Yeah, but why?
Can I be your stepfather?
What?
I'm confused.
I don't think that's how it works.
Am I my own grandpa?
Godfather. Yes.
Can I be your stepfather? I had Amaryllis.
What's the topic for today, Chris?
Oh, there is no topic.
Cookies and weird relationships,
yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Or killing people.
We're all about just letting it fly here on Dance Monkey Dance. You know that.
We're letting it fly.
Dropping it on the table.
I don't think we've
letting it air out. Whatever.
I don't think we had a cohesive thought yet.
Now. It's all right.
So anything happened with you this week?
No.
We saw Death Wish.
No.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
People got
good.
Shot.
No.
Lots of people
really?
Got awesome. Shot.
Did it look like Bruce Willis was being fed his lines in an earpiece?
No.
Actually,
it wasn't
no.
Misery.
No,
now.
Actually.
It wasn't Misery, the play, because that's okay. What happened in the air,
well,
too.
He might have been, because there was a lot of hood action.
That's they say like he won't memorize lines. He makes them talk into his ear now.
Well, that makes it much easier when you're wearing a hoodie the whole movie.
I guess.
But how do you like react to what's going on at that point? I guess that's like sheer.
But I mean, he's become one of those actors where when you hire Bruce Willis for a movie, you're getting Bruce Willis. You're not getting a character.
Yeah.
Like it's just him now.
Like what was the last Bruce Willis movie you remember him doing? Bandits was probably.
Red.
No, he was pretty
no,
much
he's
no,
Bruce
yeah.
Willis in Red. Bandits was the last one that I remember. Because Death Becomes Her was a really weird, fun Bruce Willis character.
Maybe, yeah.
But I think that like Bandits came out about 2000.
It's been a long time. He's one of those guys, very much like Jeff Goldblum, where you get Jeff Goldblum now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Thor Ragnarok, his name
Which
should be Jeff Goldblum.
Which is even weirder because I hadn't seen Death Wish, that Jeff Goldblum was in the original Death Wish.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. And yep. Awkward.
Yeah. He was awkward looking.
Yeah. Well, not only awkward looking, but the scene was awkward.
He's
and
awkward,
I was kind of like,
oh,
I can't.
Terminator
you're,
2,
no, you're Terminator. Not doing what you're doing, and I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I turned away.
Jeff Goldblum.
So do you like, we know you like Jeff Goldblum, but do you like current Jeff
do
Goldblum? Or do you like early Jeff Goldblum?
I guess my main crush didn't happen until Jurassic Park, honestly.
So that's
so we're not talking about Transylvania 6-5000.
So it wasn't
or Earth
like,
Girls
like
are easy
so then
or,
like
yeah.
after that I had to go back to Earth Girls Are Easy.
Okay.
The Fly.
The Fly. So those are things I had to go back to like, but yeah, my main crush started when I first saw
So Jurassic Park is like the dawn of Goldblum
and then,
being Goldblum.
And then but then like now his resurgence is like you know, is what it is now. Now it's just like, it's more ridiculous. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Especially that, what was that interview we just watched? It was on
James Corden.
James Corden again.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He's just so fun to watch.
He loves
so
animals.
Excitable.
It's
yeah,
so
yeah they
funny.
Had Jack Hanna on there and he just really wanted to touch every animal. And then you had Marlon Wayans who didn't want to be near
all
any animal. And it was an amazing combination.
That's two extremes.
I will say, I'm not a huge fan of James Corden,
really?
But I do like that he brought the English version of late
the talk
night,
show
of talk
yeah.
mm-hmm. talk shows where they bring everybody out it and works. Everybody talks.
I enjoy
together.
That a lot. Yeah,
I
love
episode.
It.
It's
yeah, I mean, I like the Graham Norton show because of that, mm-hmm. and I like this because you don't get a 5-minute prepared.
No.
segment. You mm-hmm. get people discussing things off the cuff and,
yeah. and I enjoy it, especially when it's a mixed couch too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you get because sometimes he'll bring people that are you know on the same
sorry,
promoting the
Glenn
same
Glenn
movie
Glenn.
But when they get like oddball people together it's amazing and I right. love it. I think that another amazing moment was when who was it? Tom Hiddleston had like a baby jaguar or something like in his hand or like some baby cat, baby jungle cat, and it was amazing.
Was it the lynx or was that a different episode? That
it was a different episode.
So the first time that Jeff Goldblum was on Late Late Show with Jeff Corden, James Corden.
Jeff Corden.
Wait, what? Jeff Corden?
Yeah, the Late Late Show with Jeff Corden.
It's very fast.
Hi, y'all. We're going to race through these questions real quick. I assume that's what Jeff Corden sounds like. Or is he dead?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's don't
Dale Earnhardt.
I don't want to kill anybody.
No.
But
there's
anyways,
half our audience.
Is there a large NASCAR faction?
No.
unless those race cars can go into space, I don't think
they
that's
might be able to.
Your
soon.
Target audience.
True.
but the first James Late Late Show with James Corden. James Corden.
James.
Late
James.
Late show.
Middle name James.
Fun.
First name James.
It's the Japanese version.
James.
But,
this is why we don't give Brandon sugar.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
He basically went to someone's house, like they didn't prepare anything at all.
That he was
so
coming.
They just kept knocking on doors around Los Angeles, and finally, like this family let him in, or this group of people let him in, and they sat in their homes doing the Late Show with James Corden.
And they brought like lights and sound
yeah.
equipment in and everything.
It was just Reggie and James, Jeff Goldblum, Jack Hanna, and Beck. Was the couch.
And they played hide and go seek.
In the house.
Nice.
It was
with
pretty
Reggie.
Amazing.
It was pretty awesome.
Nice.
That was a dream that I've always had that I never knew I wanted.
To play hide and go seek with Jeff Goldblum.
To have Beck in my house too? That'd be awesome, yeah. man. That's
you played,
awesome.
You played live
He's
in my
just
room,
such a cool
in
dude.
Room.
And be like, yeah, just jam out with Beck.
So what late do you watch lately? I guess you were not up.
I don't watch a whole lot. I watched Conan was always my favorite because
mm-hmm.
He was different.
Yeah,
like his remotes and stuff has always been, I think, like kind of a notch above everybody else,
mm-hmm.
and so he was always the guy that I followed, and I followed him from the whatever his late show was before the Tonight Show, to the Tonight Show, and then to the new one.
I can't remember what his show was called because it's very very interesting how all that came about because basically they had. No show. The only late show was the Tonight Show, pretty much.
Right.
And then when David Letterman moved over. It's all outlined in The Late Shift. He basically, when he got to pick his predecessor as far as who was going to take over that spot. So he kind of handpicked along with, for some reason, Lorne Michaels, because of the switch, once David Letterman left the 12:30 slot, he actually could pick his predecessor. Lorne Michaels had some say in that.
Okay.
So he picked Conan O'Brien. They're like, it's kind of rough, but they're like, he'll do fine.
Right.
And then he became Conan O'Brien. And right. then when they moved him up for 7 months to the Late Late Show. Because yeah. I love Jimmy Fallon and that show, but it's just a very, very different show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen every single episode of The Tonight Show. I've seen every single episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden. I tried to watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and I gave it like 3 months or so.
Yeah.
3 to 6 months, and it just never...
I hear it's a lot better now. I hear they've hit their groove.
I hear that too, but...
But, I mean, I don't watch any of that stuff.
And
so.
you haven't done Seth Meyers?
No, I never really was a huge Seth Meyers fan.
I watch Seth Meyers clips on YouTube, mm-hmm. but I don't have a DVR or anything, so I don't...
I prefer... I honestly prefer...
He's... It's very political now.
Mm.
All and of them are. And as Except long as balance. As long as you're willing to deal with the politicalness of
yeah.
it, it's very on par with the information that you get from what's
Daily
his name?
Show?
No, the guy that was on Daily Show that's on HBO now,
Jon Stewart.
Jon.
No.
Oh, John Oliver.
John Oliver.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, like that's his main thrust okay. now. So.
Hmm.
You said thrust.
Yes.
I always prefer Seth with Amy Poehler.
Oh, so cold. Jesus.
So cold.
All right. Hang on. Hang on.
Take a shot.
Okay. Are you okay now, Brandon?
I'm
okay.
Like,
are you done spilling water on people?
I cannot answer that question.
No.
We okay. have given him snacks and water, apparently.
There's
it's nap time.
It's nap time.
Nap time
it's
and
nap time.
Do we get goldfish, too? What kind of? Did
I was gonna bring more snacks, but that didn't happen.
I've got.
I got
pretzels,
to that
because
I was
some.
Gonna bring. I was gonna do a grocery run. That no. did not happen. The Girl Scouts happened, and that was it.
So what? What? Yeah, no. We had a huge plan for bringing over a great spread of cookies, and shit just got busy.
That's fine.
Again, seriously, thank you for the Girl Scouts being so convenient right there. They set up like right up shop at that
you
bookstore.
It from Brenda.
Huh?
Brenda. Why do you know
of Truth
Brenda?
107?
I have no idea, but the little girl said that she saw my name, and she's my first name is Jordan, for those that don't know. And she's like, I know
How'd
four Jordans. Because of my card.
They can
card.
Run cards now?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Girl Scouts have...
Yeah, Ooh. But this is how they get you, too. Because I was just going to buy one box Thin Mints, right? They're like, oh, it's a two-box minimum. I'm like, you...
Because
mother.
Of the card?
Yeah. And I was like, of dang course. It. Because I was like, I'm going to be good because this is my second purchase of Girl Scout cookies. Someone at work hit me up and I got some for my mom and myself. And I actually opened up a box and just shared it with my coworkers. I was like, please, I cannot eat these by myself because I will. So please make sure that these do not leave with me.
So you're everybody's favorite at work. You must be. Be,
I
right?
share all my snacks. Yes, yeah. I do.
Aww,
I share
snack
my snacks
mom.
A lot. Especially my work wife. I'm like, here, eat these. I can't eat anymore. But she does the same thing to me too. So I gotta wean her wean off of those too.
I work at home, so I share my porch. I share my snacks and my porch.
So what were you saying about goldfish?
No, I would do kindergarten.
I
Is that
fishes.
What everybody got in kindergarten?
I really don't like goldfish anymore. I got sick off
I
of a bag
graham
goldfish.
Crackers and goldfish, I think.
That was a long time ago.
And apple juice. Well, at least you had water instead of apple juice.
Did you guys, did everybody go to kindergarten?
What?
Did everybody go to kindergarten?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they had 4 and 5 year old.
So that was over 35 years ago. I mean, you're going to have to like.
Well, I do. My grandmother was
cut me
really
some slack.
Sweet. My grandmother was really sweet growing up. After like after school, I'd have a snack, and so it was just funny. Like on her non busy days, I would have fruit, and she'd like cut up the fruit for me and have it ready on the when I came home from school. And then there's days where she didn't give a crap, and I had Starburst or Airheads.
Oh my gosh! Maybe she was trying to balance out the fruit.
There you go.
Red Airheads. What I would do is I would wrap them.
Go.
I'd like
around her finger.
Like no, like wrap them like in a. Roll them
a
up.
Swirl?
I'd roll them up, and then I eat them like that.
I would take the packet and like shake it down until it was like a little pillow that was like, I don't know. Jesus,
that must have taken forever.
No, no,
right?
No. They like.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Airheads.
Oh. How do you shake it down to shrink it?
Very easy.
It doesn't make any sense.
It happens because I did it all the time.
You can email your favorite candies to Dance Monkey Podcast.
And you make a little pillow about this big at the end of the thing. So it's like a 2x1, and then you stick it in your mouth.
That is a lot of work.
No, it was fun.
I used to take them out. I used to take them apart and roll them up in little balls and eat them.
You're talking about mine being a lot of work? You're like taking yours apart,
you're
deconstructing
your candy and like morphing
mine
it.
Up into a
you just morphed yours.
I just ate it.
I used to pretend it like it was a
tongue
sometimes.
Yeah. Because it's got that fold right in the middle.
Okay. Sure.
Chris just eats his candy. He doesn't play with
it. No. What other candies do you like that people can send you in the mail?
Nerds.
Ooh. I love
huge
nerds.
Nerds.
Are you, do you like the rainbow ones? Or
yes.
Do you like the different?
Do you like the rope?
No, you got to go rainbow.
Do you like the rope?
Mm-hmm. No. No, they got to be
purist.
Yes.
Oh, here's the question: Red Vines or Twizzlers?
Twizzlers.
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 Neither.
Can't stand Red Vines.
It seems like the biggest waste of time.
Aren't Twizzlers the knockoff? Isn't it like Oreos and Hydrox?
No.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Twizzlers
Hydrox?
They taste
Hydrox
differently.
Cookies is
Twizzlers
was out before Oreos, and Oreos were the knockoff, and they became more popular.
Really?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I did not know that.
Twizzlers and Red Vines are different. I used to like Red Vines, but that's also when I used to like black licorice, and I hate it
ugh.
Now. It's a different consistency altogether between the two.
Well,
it is.
Is it licorice or is it anise?
It's
licorice. Is
licorice
itself.
Is made from anise.
Okay.
Anise.
Anise.
Mm-hmm.
Not a nephew.
What is anise?
It tastes like licorice.
It's
like, so if you have sambuca, which I'm sure you've
it's
had tons of.
It's a star. It looks like a star.
You don't listen to the show.
No, I do not.
Looks like a star.
I do.
And it's pure
I do.
Form.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So have you ever had a drink? I can't
no.
remember.
Nope.
A drink of water?
But John drinks.
Yeah.
What's his favorite drink?
I don't know.
Is it brief?
You should ask
alcohol.
Him.
John.
Email
us.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, gotcha.
Shoot.
Especially not when he's not on
it. Right? Yeah,
and
come
what's
on.
What's your favorite drink, Brandon?
Yeah.
Well, I like straight up whiskey and scotch.
Straight
but that's
up.
Just me.
That Kristen?
I like between a Moscow Mule and a ginger gin gimlet.
Ukrainian.
Good night.
A Ukrainian horse.
What?
And
then I
Brooke?
Like straight up JMO.
I like a good mojito because I've had bad ones.
Ugh.
There's a great cigar bar in Orlando
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
called
Corona.
The Corona Cigar Bar, Corona Cigar Club.
Factory,
the one
yeah.
on Dr. Phillips Drive.
In Sand Lake.
Okay.
That has the best.
They have the best
it has,
mojitos.
They
sugar
use
cane.
Sugar cane in it, like a big old stick of sugar cane in
they
it.
They get mint
okay.
by the giant bagfuls because they sell so
like,
many,
literally,
so many mojitos. Like, I say giant, it's about half the size of this card table.
You know, wow. like when you used to watch drug movies and they'd be like, oh, God, look, we got a good bust. Like, it was like a trunk full of like drugs.
Yeah.
That's how much.
Their mojitos are like drugs.
Then
okay.
a gin and tonic or a gin and ginger.
That we have not been drinking.
I like gin a lot, apparently, which is weird because I never did before. And then vodka and Coke.
So, what's your favorite? What theoretical drink is your favorite?
I don't know.
What flavors do you like? Like flavor wise, just in
flavor.
Life?
Flavor wise,
like
I mean,
grape, apple.
Like
I only really drink water, and I drink
any
iced
sodas?
Tea and lemonade.
Candy.
Together.
So lemonade and whipped vodka is really good together. It tastes like
a
key
Long Island iced tea.
What is it?
Probably.
What am I trying to say? Lemon meringue pie?
And I would probably shit face on the floor.
Well, again,
with half
it needs
it.
To be well made because I've had crap ones before too.
Okay.
Because if people get too heavy handed with a sour mix, it tastes like butt.
What did you say? A lemon drop?
Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea. I think you would like the whipped and lemonade on this.
Yeah, I like that. Let's not discuss this anymore because it's just moot at
no,
this point.
Whatever.
Do you think you'll ever have a drink? Like,
no.
Do you think on your deathbed you'll be like, fuck it?
Did you have champagne at your wedding?
No.
Martini?
Had,
no, he's never
had
a drink.
Cider.
Never.
Okay. So, well, wait, I mean, I didn't know if you had a
sweet tea or sweet tea.
Sweet. Gotcha. I'm from up north.
You're from up north and you like sweet tea?
Yeah, that's what we always
I'm
drink.
I'm down south and I like unsweet tea.
Simple
so.
Syrup or already made sweet? Okay.
I don't know.
He's like, what is this?
Sugar or syrup is what she's asking.
Oh, sugar.
Sure, yeah. Who the hell?
Simple syrup is what. Okay, never mind.
Who you? What?
Who are you? Who you is?
I think that's probably what the Chinese restaurants make it because it literally tastes like molasses. That's probably what they
I mean, simple syrup is just sugar dissolved.
I had to talk with somebody at work who used to work for Arby's, and they said that that's how they sweeten their iced tea is with the
simple syrup.
Simple syrup. That's like looking molasses. Shit. So yeah. That, yeah.
That's like molasses or corn syrup.
I guess. I've never had the iced tea from there, so I wouldn't know.
It's hard being a southerner finding a good unsweet tea.
Sure.
Half of the time I spend sending it back. So, or just politely just being like, can I get some water, please?
Should have just started
it
there.
Can we take this show on the road and to the Vacuum Cleaner Museum in Illinois? Because I really want to go, and I figure that's a good way of sponsoring.
He loves vacuum cleaners.
I do love vacuum cleaners.
Don't know why.
A little OCD?
Does it stem back from childhood?
But I don't like vacuum a lot. I like vacuum cleaners.
He doesn't like using them.
The Brave Little Toaster, was the vacuum cleaner your favorite?
The toaster was,
obviously.
Because he's brave and little.
But you get the angry
vacuum
cleaner.
Who else is going to drive to Mars?
You get the angry vacuum cleaner that gets a change of heart because of the little toaster and the blankie.
I just
the electric
don't understand
blanket.
Stand your obsession with vacuum cleaners because you don't like using them.
Too much.
There's two things. There's two things that we didn't get to do on Route 66 that I'm majorly disappointed that we didn't do.
Here we go.
The vacuum cleaner museum and the Roger Miller museum.
Because they were both closed and we couldn't stay.
That's true. It sucks.
John and I have often talked about going to the Creationist Museum.
Where is that? California?
No, I think it's in Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
And then going to church after that? Or?
Is it near Miami?
Doing a trip of going there and then going to the Ark Encounter.
Yeah, I want to do that. I think it'd be kind of cool.
And looking at the dinosaurs and the cages and stuff like that. And then going to the Creationist Museum and then doing shows after that.
Nice.
Making fun of it, but whatever.
some of these things are very, very well intended. And
I understand that, but it's still funny.
Wait, they have dinosaurs and
in
cages?
Yes.
Yeah, that.
And
I want to see this.
They apparently there are things up on the wall that explain why
they're in cages, or.
But I mean, what it boils down to is creationists believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old, and you can't have the dinosaurs living at a time.
Oh, and the creationists
man,
not in the Ark.
No, in the Ark.
In the Ark, there's dinosaurs.
Yes.
Okay, then I'm very, very confused.
Yep, and I think it's in the Creationist Museum,
because all I got at the Holy Land Experience in Orlando was a really, really nice show about Jesus being born.
Right.
And like a 1/22nd scale of like Jerusalem at the time of his birth.
Right.
Shit like that's cool to me because, you know, that's like more like, hey, here's the fantastic history and here's the actual, you know, history of the geographical history, I guess I should say. You know, and I find that things to be cool, you know, because you kind of want to see what things were like at that point anyway, I guess.
Do you?
Yes.
I think we should go to the
final answer.
The Bedrock theme park.
Well, I think if all of us went, it would be a good juxtaposition of ideologies
and
viewpoints and stuff.
True.
And then it would just be an interesting conversation.
Well, that's what I don't understand about like people like on either side that don't ask questions about these things, you know. Like, you should ask questions. That's
Guess. But, like, I'm going to get thrown out of the Ark Encounter because I'm going to be asking questions there to people, and they're not going to like it.
We should
Why
record
not?
That.
They should. Well, I mean, as long as you're not rude about it. I don't find you to be rude.
I might be.
Why?
You never know.
So what is the Ark Encounter?
The Ark Encounter
They built a life-size version to biblical standards of what the Ark is supposed
to be. Whose arms did they use?
I don't know.
300
cubits.
Where's
the dinosaurs?
They're in one of the sections.
How did you find this out?
So there's
a
guy.
So when did the dinosaurs get on the Ark? I'm so confused. What?
So
there's they weren't there
because
not unless the last unicorn
because
was on there.
Because a lot of the Christian people believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old.
I wouldn't say a lot of Christian people,
but more than
more than you'd like to meet in your lifetime.
Yes. because the belief that the Earth is 6,000 years old, you can't have 65 million year old dinosaur bones. It has
Before
to be at a time when everybody was living together with dinosaurs. So The only way that the arc makes sense is if he brought dinosaurs with him.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir.
Couldn't.
But I still want to see caged dinosaurs.
But that's why there's
though.
So many bones everywhere. Right?
I don't know. My 10-year-old self was obsessed
with
dinosaurs.
Well, the theory behind
that
is there's never been a completed skull. Or a completed, like, actual full skeleton found. But that's what happens over, like, millions of years.
Things got washed
around.
Shit
falls apart. There's only, like, one full dinosaur skeleton, I think, in existence. Everything else has been kind of filled in from different...
I will tell you, when I lived in Arkansas, the belief is that dinosaur bones were placed by Satan to throw off the path of the righteous or something like that.
By Satan?
Yes. That's what they believe. And I've had arguments with people about this, and I'm like,
There's a reason why Arkansas was 49th.
I'm not going to change anybody's mind in Arkansas. They're not going to change my mind. So
we're now 50.
Whatever.
So we don't have to go to Arkansas.
We?
That's fine.
Yes.
No, you don't have to go to Arkansas.
We'll just skip right past that
Northwest Arkansas, especially.
Have we been
well,
to
first
Arkansas?
And foremost,
no,
their name is confusing because it should be Arkansas,
yeah.
Seriously.
However, we did go to Texarkana.
Went
to a really crazy, like, kind of dilapidated, abandoned...
Well,
it's
quasi, but like they were working on it, and there were trains going by.
Huh.
But we went inside. It was really cool.
Did you guys go by the gas station, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre gas station, did you?
No, it was actually it's way out of the way.
You know,
stay there anymore?
Yes, you can.
You can't.
I believe so.
I thought they said they
couldn't. I thought you couldn't.
Within the last year, I thought you could.
It's been off and on. I think they might be going between people or something.
Okay.
But I so want
to
stay there.
Because
I will not eat the chili. But they so should serve chili there.
Nobody should eat the chili.
That'd be amazing.
So to answer your question about how I found all this out.
Yeah.
There's a YouTuber that we watch like every day named Tim Tracker.
We.
The family.
Okay.
He's an Orlando guy that usually goes throughout the theme parks and stuff and shows you a bunch of cool shit that you didn't know about. And he took his wife and another YouTuber called Adam the Woo, which is another guy that I watch a lot.
I've heard of him probably through you, honestly.
They went to the Ark Encounter and they showed a whole bunch of this stuff. And it was like, we sat there watching it one night and I was just having to bite my lip because I was like, this is...
Your wife is or is not currently a practicing...
Alive?
Yeah.
Oh. She is alive.
She's a lapsed Catholic.
But does she still... I mean, I don't go to church necessarily, but I still am a, you know...
She believes in God.
Okay.
But
she's not Catholic.
She's
not practicing.
She has problems with the church.
The organized religion.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So.
I've got more questions about that, but I'll ask you offline. we'll put a pin in that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, whatever. ask away, man.
It's Chrissy. No. Chrissy, our friend Chrissy, is a practicing Catholic.
Yeah.
Well, she like left for like 20 years, and she's like, I just didn't see a reason not to anymore, you know?
Okay.
So she like goes to church, and like when we sing in masses on Christmas Eve and things like that, you know, the late masses, she'll normally come with us and sit out in the congregation with Brooke and whatnot.
It makes me happy that she has like, 5 rosaries, not really, but she has like a lot of rosaries.
She does.
She has one on her. I know she usually has one in her car. She has one on her purse.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me happy that she has all these rosaries. Just
she
in
has
case.
A rack for them too, like to display all of her nice rosaries and stuff.
Rosary rack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
nice rack, Chrissy.
Nice rack.
Jesus, that's a nice rack, Chrissy.
Then she has a doll collection.
Creepy doll collection.
Really creepy.
Like. Seriously creepy.
Like,
well, she does.
It's just something that she's collected over. You know, I mean, I actually, when I was little, I have a small doll collection too. My grandparents knew. It's actually kind of weird. They knew the former owners of Athens restaurant here.
Okay.
And when they would
not the one in Athens.
When they would and they would go travel and they would bring back a doll from a foreign country for me. So I had a couple of those. I mean, I have some of them, but I don't have them on display like Chrissy does.
Okay.
Because dolls do kind of creep me out.
Kristen used to get Barbies from her grandmother for Christmas, and then her grandma died.
The happy. Well, that's not
wow.
Happy.
Way to bring it down.
Happy holidays, Barbie. I stopped getting happy holidays when my grandmother died.
Right around that time.
Right
it stopped.
Around then.
Jeez.
Right around.
I'm not laughing at
right
you.
Around then.
I'm not laughing at your
grandmother's death.
I do have a Can-Can dancer doll, which was one of the odd ones to have as a child.
Speaking of death,
I died as a child, guys.
Oh, there's one, Dre. Okay.
Were you looking for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got taken away because, you know.
Cup holder.
Send Brandon a sippy cup.
If I had known, I would have just gotten you a bottle of water.
Oh, see, that has a cap.
Yeah.
That's what I had last time. That's why I didn't spill
last
time.
That's because you stole my water the last time.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I gave him a cup and he did okay.
Well, after he.
Well, yeah.
Didn't have sugar and
so have you
practiced?
Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if you've been to the Holy Land Experience. I know you lived.
No.
I know you lived.
Never,
you lived.
It's not.
It's. Have we talked about this before?
What?
I think we did. We did last time.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
I mean,
It's not something he would go out
Jesus.
Of his way to go to.
I don't. It's not something that I ever really think about. Mm-hmm. Like being an atheist is just who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those atheists that will tell you that you're stupid for believing in God. Like, if that's what you need in your life, that's awesome. But it's not something that I will go out of my way to expose myself to.
Well, actually, we were having really bad, a discussion on the porch.
On the porch.
The porch. The porch. Well, he's talking about exposing
It's either
himself.
The couch or the porch.
Yeah. Maybe there's a couch on the porch.
I actually dug kind of a chasm in the backyard. I call it the porch.
Oh.
No. But we were sitting on the back porch with Chrissy, actually. You came up in conversation and you know, that you know, your atheism, so to speak.
Yeah.
Actually, I just think it's literal.
So to speak.
But no, we were just like, yeah, it's, you know, because it's hard being a Christian. It's hard being an atheist as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not particularly
easy
to do either.
I mean, and I've said this before, like, I have had religious people back away from me when they found out. Mm-hmm. I've had religious people tell me that I am worse than killers and rapists. Because I don't believe in God, and it's like, okay, that's a judgment that you're making. That's way out of line.
Well, in the same way that I've had, like, some of my atheist friends do the same thing, because they go, well, you know, you're stupid for believing things.
Yeah, but there's a...
There's just a moral code that you follow, you know, on your own.
Right, right. And it's... You tend to find out who the hardcore atheists are when you talk to people like that, where they're like, oh, they're just all stupid for going. And it's like, well... No, not really. Like, if that's what they believe and that's what they want to do, that's how they want to spend their Sundays, that's fine. As long as they're not pushing it on me, as long as they're not trying to save my soul or whatever, I don't care.
Actually, Chris, we brought someone else with us. Come on in, Pastor Robin. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll debate with the pastor. I don't care.
It's just a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I've never been there. I've never.
It's very interesting.
I'm
actually
sure it is.
You know what's really interesting, and I think we talked about it last time, was the where did we stay in Charlotte, near Charlotte?
We discussed that before.
Yeah, we did, but that was interesting.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Tammy
Lynn Baker.
Tammy Faye.
Tammy, whatever.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Heritage USA.
Yeah.
I can't remember it. That's an interesting experience.
The Christian, the actual Christian theme park.
Yeah, we discussed it last time.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're in a loop right now.
Deja vu.
It's interesting. I'm on this side of the room. I'm just like staring at all of Chris's pops and stuff.
Pop, pretty cool. Video. Oh, they really. Are you a big Blue Beetle fan? I don't know if you read DC Comics.
I do, but I'm not a...
What are you reading right now, comic book-wise?
I'm not reading anything right now.
Because you can't read? Or are you going blind?
Yes.
Colorblind.
Because I don't have time.
Why don't you have time? Because you're too busy 3D printing things?
That and the family and the job.
Hobbies and families and jobs take up time.
Yeah.
Well,
He has a lot of cool... He has an arsenal
What a story you're writing to your daughter, then.
Geronimo Stilton?
It's
about a mouse.
It's about a tall Indian. He's taller than all the other Indians.
Right now we're going through books for her where it's like Geronimo Stilton's writing about this like magical kingdom.
Nice.
So we read that every day. So
it's a mouse and a magical kingdom.
Yeah, but he's...
But not Disney.
The mouse is the main editor of the Mouse Gazette. Or something, and he writes these stories on these adventures and stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It's a mouse adventure.
What are you reading, Brandon?
Everything. What am I reading? I'm reading Wrinkle in Time.
52.
I'm reading
52 Shades of Grey. No.
I'm reading Wrinkle in Time. Reading Yes Please by Amy Poehler. I'm reading.
Finished that one.
No, I finished The Last Black Unicorn with Tiffany Haddish. That was the last book I read. And I'm reading Red Sparrow. I'm reading
all in preparation for the movies.
Some and some. Yeah, I finished. I finished Annihilation.
And
then I watched the book. And Every Day, read that book. Watched
Kristen,
that movie.
What are you reading? I'm reading A Wrinkle in Time as well, because Brandon actually has my book. And just read Every Day as well. And I actually finished Yes Please because I have the audio.
Oh, nice.
Of her reading it, which is cool.
But don't you guys feel like, reading the book after you watch the movie? Because a lot of times movies don't follow the books. And if there's twists that they do follow, then you get spoiled.
No, I don't care about. I mean, a lot of the time I don't. It's probably better written in the book.
Okay.
Except for Annihilation.
Well, that wasn't a twist ending, though.
And Every Day.
It was just stupid.
I don't want to hear about it.
What do you mean?
He wants to watch
see
the movie.
So I'm gonna talk about
it. Thought it was really a very interesting choice where you killed six main characters in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Who's
your favorite
from the
actor?
Book?
That's who got killed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought it was weird that alligator kind of came back and ate everybody's face.
Alligator.
Mm-hmm. Mm. In the picture.
There's an alligator.
Or is it?
There might be flowers.
Oh, I can't wink at you and see you at the same time.
Oh.
Because this eye is right here.
Well, that's because you have one eye closed.
Is this because you got an hour less sleep last night?
Oh, yes.
I think so.
Is it?
I'm firmly thinking that's true.
I'm feeling the hour.
So you guys had an interesting experience last night that you live streamed.
Oh, my god!
Holy shit. Did you watch it? Oh, yeah, you were online.
Yes, I was watching
so
it.
So funny.
But this I wanted you to tell the story.
Oh, it was amazing. So we were hungry, and we were trying to decide where to eat.
And this was 10 o'clock at night.
This was 9:30.
Okay.
9:30 by the time we got there.
Yeah.
I wanted sushi. Brooke had already had a deconstructed sushi for lunch. But
Pokeball.
Pokemon.
And then I was like, well, they also have hibachi, which Brandon is a fan of. Huge fan. So I was like, let's go to Ichiban. They're open till 11. So that's where we ended up. And?
You know how they have two sides of the table? So normally, for one of our birthdays, we'll take up pretty much an entire table, because Brooke has friends, Kristen has friends, I have friends. So, and then we have, our same core friends
as
well.
We do have friends.
Well,
we have our shared friends and our non-shared friends,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but we know we're pretty much friends with all of our friends.
We're friends with friends, yes. We're friendly.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
So,
you can be our
friend. Well, I mean, you were my friend at first, and then now you're Kristen and Brooke's friend, probably more than you're my friend. I
like them better. It's all right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, there was this set of guys, which we thought were 22.
We thought they were frat boys.
There were literally about 15 to 20 of them.
They took up two tables. They took up two tables. So they had two chefs. It was bonkers, and I literally thought they were fratty baggers, and they were apparently they were. They just never grew up.
They're 30s, 40s.
Yeah, our waiter was like, I can't hear you very well because these guys over
he's
here.
He's like, I've been dealing with this. He was adorable.
They spent hundreds of dollars.
Yes,
and every single person there was drunk.
There's
so many bottles, sake bottles, beer bottles.
They said they ordered approximately 150 beers.
Yeah.
There was one dude. Oh, actually, sorry. I couldn't hear the whole conversation, so I have to correct me that on this part. But our waiter said that the moment he walked up, the guy was rattling off their order for drinks. we need blah, 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 blah. And I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Apparently, one guy was like, so I have a tab, and he's like, yeah, you have a tab. He's like, so I'm, he's like, you just need to be careful because you have a really big tab. He's like, oh, is it $200 or $300? He's like, it's
$800.
Holy shit.
There was one guy that was
falling asleep.
God dang it, Rachel. I hate your face so much.
Fall asleeping.
He was, and his eyes were closing, and then they ordered extra rice.
And he kept falling asleep.
And he kept falling asleep, and then he left the extra rice.
And the guy next to him had white sauce all over his mouth for way too long time. And then there was another guy that stood up
And he had white sauce on his face, too. And I'm like, what is wrong with you guys?
The mistake they made was leaving the birthday drum at the table.
So then one guy proceeded to literally march around the table for around 10 minutes.
At least.
Just going, thunk, thunk, thunk.
And then they were clapping with him.
Thunk, 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 thunk.
That I saw. That I saw while I was watching.
They came up with the Saki song.
They were also singing. It was a football chant thing. Rocky Top. Is it Tennessee's? Yeah. Yeah.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes.
I'm the wrong person too, because apparently football is not my jam. But yeah, it was. Oh my god.
So I'm like, we should video this, and then I'm like, we should live stream this and answer questions.
So were they already there when you guys showed up?
They were already there. They were drunk,
but they hadn't like they had.
They were in the middle of having everything cooked.
Yeah. Okay.
They had gotten rice.
So you sat down and immediately started the live stream.
That was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we were like trying to decide what we wanted, and then
they left about 15 minutes after the live stream stopped.
It was us three and this couple that were at our table that were right near them, and so we were just taking a moment, ordering drinks or something, trying to figure out what we want, trying to talk to our poor waiter who we could barely hear, and he was awesome. our cook was amazing too. He was hilarious
and talented.
He was
drinking with the men. They were buying him shots. He's like, sorry, I'm a little drunk.
And he
this is hibachi after dark.
See, order chicken. We don't care.
They take these big sticks. They actually look like a giant pepper mills. I always thought they were pepper mills. He set it
on
fire. It was amazing. He juggled with fire.
Wow.
That's how lit he was, literally.
Wow.
And he set the back table that we didn't use on fire. It was amazing.
There was fire everywhere. He set the guy's plate on fire.
The dude's plate was on fire.
Like, can I get some more fire plate?
Oh, it was amazing. And now we're showing Chris.
Oh, I'm just showing you.
The fire.
The slow laps.
I basically filmed him in slow motion.
So you see that whole table is on fire in the back.
That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Oh, wait for it, though. He's about to do more cool
stuff. He is currently juggling fire.
Take a shot.
Yeah, buddy.
Here comes the coolness. Wait.
Listen for it, guys.
The leg's coming up. And fire crotch.
Wow.
Under the leg.
Fire crotch, Chris.
Do you expect anything less?
I do expect less. Chris,
what? Chris always has the innuendos in her back pocket.
So yeah, they went off. Pocket. They were like, well, the only issue, issue that I have is like, you know, it's one thing if you want to curse around like a kid,
right,
you know, or your kid, but like they were like dropping the F-bomb like pretty frequently at the end of the night,
and there were like four or five kids behind us. I forgot there were kids.
Okay, it's a little weird that there are kids in there at 10 o'clock at night.
That's why.
But it was a Saturday.
Still,
it was a big family that was behind us.
But yes, you're right. It's a little strange.
A little bit of public decorum, I think.
Well,
like the entire right side of the restaurant was all focused on the left.
I mean, you don't have to be like, I don't need you to be quiet. You know, that's neither here nor there. But like, just don't like being like, yeah, what this?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, guys, there's like a little 4-year-old girl behind us.
And when they were leaving, most of them left all of their boxes. They did not take their leftovers.
And I kind
of
want to grab them, but I was like, I'm not that poor yet.
Because I would not trust them probably drooling in their
That's exactly why I didn't. And then one dude, I wish I had seen this dude do this
because I would have white sauce or is that me? I would have walked up and like smacked him at the side of the head. There was a almost full glass of Coke, and he took his beer bottle and threw it in there. And I was like, this is such a dick move. And then this other guy.
He's my favorite. He was Brooke's favorite, too.
Oh, my God. He could not get his sweater on.
Like you know.
He was trying to get it on. He was, like, struggling and just sits there for a second.
Struggle bus.
Like, could not get it. Took him.
What's going on?
It took him, like, I felt like 15 minutes to get his sweater on.
He was the last one to leave because he couldn't get his sweater on.
So is Ichiban one of those places where if you come with a big group, they automatically charge your gratuity?
They did. Luckily. Okay.
We asked the waiter. We were like,
he goes, yes, I gratted them.
He's like, yes, 18%. And there was one guy who tipped above.
With an $800 bar tab,
right?
Like, holy crap!
Some good stuff.
Yeah, we were asking, please tell me that they tipped you guys, and he was like, oh yeah, no, it's
because our waiter was awesome.
Over six people, it's already included, and then the guy tipped on top of it. So I was like, okay, good.
Because
these guys were just dicks.
The sad part,
and like apparently they $144
tip on that one piece.
Nice.
Nice.
Like, the sad part was at the end of the night when a guy was quote-unquote celebrating his birthday at our table, our waiter had to use a spoon to bang on the drum because they had stolen the drumstick.
But then we all sang along with him because we were pretty much the only people in the restaurant.
So the couple across from us were kind of a trip and a half. She's like, they have no rhythm. And she's like, they're so stupid.
I heard some of that on the live.
Yeah. She was hilarious.
We just started talking to them. We gave them our information by the end of the night.
We exchanged info. We're like, Vegas is awesome.
You guys sound really fun.
She was amazing.
Can we go to Vegas with you? And we're like,
sure. She was amazing. I'm just looking at her, like, I just noticed people's outfits here and there. She literally was wearing a black bra with a black see-through shirt, and it looked freaking fantastic on her. I was like, you're my new hero. This is literally, like, lingerie, and
when I met Chris, he was wearing the same thing. And I was like, hey, Chris.
I was like, black lazy Chris, bra.
I kind of envy you.
You're my hero.
I envy you to rock that. That's amazing.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where they send the chick out in just the bra.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, what was it like watching it?
Well, it was weird because I was sitting here and I was doing something, and on the Facebook thing, it like dings when somebody goes live. And
I just happened. A lot of your friends go live. Sorry
sometimes.
To interrupt you. Okay.
So I looked up and it said Brandon is live, and I was like, oh, I got to see what they're doing. And it popped up, and you started to explain what was going on, and I was just like glued to the thing. And I just kept, I'm like trying to type real fast, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
It was so.
And
much
then every once in a while, I would hear, hey, Chris just said this,
and I was like, yes. Yeah, I tried to respond to everybody on there. Like, Lori and you were the two.
I was like, this is a bad idea at first. I was trying to be super helpful. I'm like, Brandon, use my drink to prop you up.
You're
your
like,
phone.
I'm thirsty.
And I'm like, damn it, now I can't drink my tea.
So if every once in a while in the video, you go.
The waiter was super excited thirsty. That we were live streaming.
Yeah, I was like we're live streaming. He's like, yes.
I was like, say hi to everybody.
And then the chef, too. So they both popped in at some point. Our chef was hilarious.
Our chef was awesome.
So being that it was
so funny.
10 o'clock at night, as soon as like the food started to show up for you guys, like the salads and stuff, I was like, oh, this is gonna make me hungry, I better go.
We wrapped up pretty much after that because we're like,
once the sushi came, we're like, all right, let's say bye.
Yeah, I'd get way too hungry and break my diet.
Sushi
so.
Was amazing.
Oh, you're on a diet.
So good.
Well, it's not really a diet. I'm doing what's called intermittent fasting.
Okay, that's weird.
What is that?
Intermittent fasting.
So intermediate fasting,
whatever.
He's not into advanced fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
He just graduated from beginner.
Yes.
Intermediate.
So basically,
in the slowing before that.
I only eat between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Basically, what it does is it allows my body to
theoretically
it allows it to use what I have already stored in order to burn fat,
mm-hmm.
and it also is good for your insulin, like lowering your insulin levels.
Yeah.
So
we're not laughing at you.
There's something going on.
No, it's just a stupid joke that I made.
The and intermediate the or
slowing.
He broke me. Slowing.
Yeah.
Like a sloth.
Instead of fasting, he said slowing. I'm so sorry, Gabby. It just got me.
So no, I didn't want you to think we were laughing. Because I think what you're doing is good.
So continue. Insulin slows.
So it like. So instead of you eating breakfast and your numbers going up and then coming back down and going back up for lunch and then going down and coming back up for dinner, it's flat
stable.
Until you go up for lunch and then it kind of stays up for dinner and then it goes right back to being flat.
Are you getting breakfast?
No.
That'll help you.
No. So
no.
So during, I've been doing it since November.
Gotcha.
In the month of December, I was like, well, I'm off. I was off like half the month. And I was like, I don't care what I eat. It's Christmas. I don't care. Whatever. I ate whatever I wanted. I lost 10 pounds. And I was like, done.
Okay.
Like this is something I can follow. So it's not really a diet. It's more of just like an eating habit.
Yeah, between the hours of.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But I mean, there are times when it's after and like,
and you're like, I'm kind of hungry.
I want
to
eat.
Well, I don't think sushi would be terrible to eat after.
Yeah,
well.
Nothing at all is very much.
Okay,
rare.
Well,
I mean,
but this is
basically
like cucumber and raw.
Oh,
fish.
But yes, nothing at all.
Basically, what you're trying to avoid is spiking your insulin.
Right.
So anything that gives you an insulin reaction, which is pretty much
everything
besides water,
water
and like black coffee.
Okay, so you shouldn't
stop
drink
pushing
coffee.
Cookies on me.
Cookie pusher.
So
Brandon's new cookie nickname, pusher. Cookie pusher.
Curtis Mayfield sings the cookie pusher.
Not on the sound, cookie pusher.
Oh, take a shot.
Because of Curtis Mayfield reference?
No, because of the
dancing.
No, because of the bang bang. The microphone. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Because of the bang bang.
Use your words, Kristen. Your daughter is on what grade level? Can she teach Kristen words?
It's Kristen's nap time now.
Cookie pusher.
So, yeah, I was curious to know if it was going to be any fun watching that specific.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always fun to watch drunk people.
Yeah. I think we have like drunk 150 views on that stupid video now.
It's,
on my
it's
Facebook
amazing.
Page.
You should go watch it.
Yes. Good luck.
Good luck finding Brandon.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. So, I mean, but
yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
I gotcha. That's cool.
So no, you couldn't have come with us last night?
So no, he's saying
I
for the
like
invite,
like
but...
if we had been out and you all said let's go to Ichiban, I would have said yes, and I would have politely sat there drinking water.
Aww.
Because it's not about the eating; it's about the interaction.
Yeah,
you could have had the soup.
That's true. You could have seen all of this live.
That's right.
That soup is awesome.
That's
my favorite
food,
thing in the world.
The onion soup?
Onion
or
soup.
The
yes.
Japanese onion
or the miso
their
soup.
Their onion soup
no.
is really
no,
good,
onion?
Actually.
I don't like tofu.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big tofu fan either.
I mean, like, there are fake chicken nuggets at Earth Fair that I like, but...
fake chicken
Well, when you work at Earth Fair, you're going to eat a fake chicken nugget here and there, right? But
they just slip them in with the real ones.
199 views.
Oh, it's been up 50.
And you know what? A bitch ate one.
Okay. Isn't that minus 100?
Mm. So maybe the bitch is 100 of them. I don't know.
Aw. You can just hear that joke plummeting.
Why would it make... Wait, is it that sound or that sound?
Splat.
Is somebody watching it? Like, is it... And that's the sound that it's actually making. Like, oh, did I drop a cow after?
A cow?
We've got cows.
Okay,
we've
sorry.
Got cows.
Another cow. Actually, I think that's the same cow.
Interrupting cow.
That is another guilty pleasure movie of mine.
Twisters?
Oh, I love
yes.
it.
Twisters?
Twister.
Is that the sequel?
Twister. No. It's the Raging Sister.
You that's like, that movie, Twisters?
So you know how like that? There's that company that puts out like the really crappy versions
yeah,
of movies?
Yeah, it's like Robo-Apocalypse or...
Yeah.
Or Atlantic Rim.
Yes, exactly. That was
Snakes
the
on a
example.
Train.
Yes, so that's just their version of it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Twisters.
Twisters.
Wow, I miss the ride.
I know.
I do
it's
too.
Such a fun ride.
So much fun.
It wasn't really
drunk.
A ride though. You just kind of stood there.
It's an attraction.
It was
an attraction. That's exactly
it was
what that is.
And, well, now, as much as I enjoy the Jimmy Fallon experience there, now it's not. It misses. It misses the mark.
The best part.
Too much Jimmy Fallon.
Guys, the best part though is. Is Bill Paxton in that? Like, the recording is amazing.
The force of nature.
Oh, they hate each other so
because
much.
That's why they're on split screens.
They were
Wait, who?
Helen Hunt
and Bill Paxton hate each other.
And
oh, really?
So they were recorded
yeah.
differently. But my favorite part is that it's like, you think that he's talking about, like, he's like, I don't know. It's just, what was the delivery? Force of nature. And we're like, we feel like
he's
Bill Paxton's
of
nickname
nature.
Should be the force
well,
of nature.
Well, basically, he would be like, as like a thing that can do this and do that and can do blah, blah, blah. And you think it's got a mind of its own. It's a force of nature. And I always wanted him to keep going with
like
that line.
Me.
Like me. I'm Bill
Paxton.
It's just a great recording. Of,
oh, no. Bill Paxton's gone, too. Just like Helen Hunt's career.
So Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton... Didn't
dated.
Like
they
each other.
Dated and they hated each other, so they wouldn't actually film anything that's actually
during
on
the film?
Ride.
Or after the film,
they dated during the film. They broke up after the film and hated each other. So when they came to them and said, "We want to make this ride," and they're like, "No,
not
we're
together.
Not filming
together."
So
split,
that's why
yeah.
the split screen actually occurred.
Oh, so
and then it was the part where like, here's Helen Hunt, Raging Twister.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a Fury Road where situation where like. Charlize Theron and
well,
Tom Hardy hated each other on the set.
No. I think
oh,
that
I didn't
actually,
know they
yeah,
hated each other.
Oh,
they couldn't
yeah.
stand each other.
Why?
It's the filming conditions had a lot to do with
yeah.
it.
I'm sure
because they were doing some crazy things and having to do them over and over and over in the middle of the desert where it was raining and muddy. Like they had to cancel the shoot halfway through and then move it back 5 months.
Oh.
It was an insane shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Chris is eating a cookie.
Cookie time.
Eating the cookie.
So, yeah.
Here's the music that he sings while he's eating the cookie.
Cookie time.
I didn't know Bill Paxton dated her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was married.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we can find out.
Probably what, not at the same
What's a ride
time.
That you miss from all of...
All of
any
time?
Any theme park experiences that we've had?
Back to the Future, the ride.
Oh, yeah.
I miss that, too. But it was...
Terminator 2 3D.
Really? It got really bad by the end.
In the beginning, it was very cool.
Oh, it was excellent.
Yeah, especially Shaq's three throws.
When?
Free throws.
Yeah.
You said three throws.
Three throws.
Well, that time you did. Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm confused.
It's but. In the
beginning,
video,
the pre.
Okay, Shaq is bad at three throws. Like, free throws. God dang it, I can't do it.
Three throws.
Okay. He's really bad at it. And in the clip that you see before when you go inside, you know,
inside
the little
Terminator?
The pre-ride.
Like, the pre-part where you, the Cyberdyne stuff.
Where the mom's putting the baby to sleep with the arm and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
They actually put like a contact that has like precision in it, so he could actually make the goal.
Okay.
And he was just really he just got really bad at those. And so it's really funny that they made him actually sync one with the eye correction thing.
Okay.
And I'm like the only person that finds that funny because he's really bad at free throws.
Okay.
or at least he started getting like worse in his career about it. But it was really funny. Sorry, go ahead.
But when it first came out, I was down there, and like it was right after James Cameron had like put his seal of approval on it,
and
it was badass.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, like the Schwarzenegger actor actually looked like Schwarzenegger, mm-hmm. and like
well, the one that they had, he was still kind of looked like Schwarzenegger. He just looked like chubby Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Back in the oh
Ow!
Jesus, there goes
Ow!
Kristen's foot.
It was wet. Now it's hurt.
Are you trying to kill her?
Jeez,
what are you doing?
Like right
awful.
Now? No.
Do you need first aid?
No.
You want me to call an ambulance?
Right. If she's that, I drop things all the time, and most of the time they fall on Kristen. Just like when she eats, she drops food on herself. I've got that in slow motion if you want to see it.
I didn't drop food on myself. It was in the plate.
It
I felt, was using chopsticks
it was
the entire
going
night.
To her mouth.
I used chopsticks.
Did not
chopsticks.
Make it to, into her
okay,
face.
Okay, that was just
why,
a piece
why
of
were
the
you
rice.
Filming her while she was eating?
Yeah,
I think that's a moot point.
Brandon,
that's a stupid question.
I mean, that was
random
like,
pictures
that was like
of
the
me.
Other day
she, yes.
he sent me a whole bunch of random pictures of you.
Of
and
me on
I was
the
like,
porch,
what
talking.
Are you, why?
Because he does that.
He's a creeper.
I'm weird.
Are you a creeper?
Sure.
These were weird pictures through the window.
Yeah.
Actually, of me picture painting turned out back and really forth. Artsy. It was just an unfocused part of the porch. So, like, Kristen wasn't even in the shot. And I was like, you should just submit this to a contest and see what you get.
Oh, I guess they didn't date. Maybe I'm wrong.
So they just hated?
They
didn't
apparently
date.
Hated each other.
Maybe they maybe they had sex.
No,
maybe
she was dating
maybe
the, in 1994.
Maybe the experience of making that movie was just too much.
Maybe.
Got up on her Jan de Bont.
Yeah. Having, like, those. The ice thrown at you the entire time, and
yeah,
too much weather in your face.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of what else. I miss Confrontation, but I like the Mummy ride pretty well.
Okay,
at Universal Studios.
I enjoyed Jimmy Neutron just because I watched Jimmy Neutron, and it was just fun and corny.
The issue is the issue that I have with a lot of these things is as much as I enjoy the Simpsons ride, as much as I enjoy. Despicable Me, as much as I enjoy Jimmy Fallon, as much as I enjoy a lot of these experiences, I don't feel like they're better than the experiences that they replaced. If that
right.
makes any
I miss
sense.
Jaws.
I miss Jaws. I was about to say that too. Yeah.
What's
Jaws.
Their name? You well, yeah. The what replaced the in that footprint is immaculate.
Yeah, I mean they did a great job.
It's
with
possibly
Harry
the
Potter.
Best.
What is it?
Harry Potter,
Diagon. Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Possibly the best piece of theme park
right.
Immersion outside of Cars Land.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job with that.
Although
I hear Pandora
I really,
rivals it.
And we haven't been there yet.
No, I don't really
okay.
have a lot
Although
of interest
really
in going back to Disney World.
I really still like that they, because when you had Simpsons, it was just regular park dining next to it, and then they decided to actually immerse you in the dining experience of the Simpsons. Universe, which
right.
was really smart. I think that's really cool. You can get a Krusty Burger, you can get a Buzz Cola, Duff Beer, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's really cool and really smart. And plus,
oh, I love the theming of the land. Yeah,
that theming is great. Just really cool. But that's just food.
I think one of the smartest things they ever did was to split the Harry Potter stuff. mm-hmm. into each park. And yeah. that way, yeah. if you want to go to each park,
you got to pay.
You better go.
And you get to ride the train.
Because that one part, like, yeah. Islands of Adventure, like, when they first put in Harry Potter, I'm like, it doesn't get any better than this. You know, right. it's top of its game. And now you, like, go to Universal. They put so much into that since that first Harry Potter
right.
piece. And you're like, okay, this islands we barely go to anymore.
All right, it wasn't an attraction, but I do miss the Waterworld boat.
The Waterworld stunt show is still out in
I know it's still there, but like the actual boat that they use sat at Universal or Orlando for years.
Yeah.
And then they knocked it down and ripped it up and
yeah,
got rid of it.
I'm just glad I got to go do Roger Rabbit in
Disneyland. You've been to Disneyland?
Not since I was 12.
So that was another 35 years
ago. Yeah, just about, yeah. Close.
No, you're not.